The one that has come that we haven't spoken about is the Jack Viney situation. So didn't see that on the day. He had a altercation with, I think it was Sam Collins.
Sam Collins, yeah.
And got into a wrestle and a fracas. Now he had his what looked to be his forearm on around the face and throat of Collins, which wasn't a great look. So he's been sent straight to the tribunal for misconduct. So he's got to now front up and explain himself.
Completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable non-football act that Jack committed on the football field. And it looked violent. It looked ugly. It looked potentially seriously dangerous as well. And I think they've done the right thing by sending it to the tribunal. Now, we don't know what sort of a penalty they may come back with, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got at least 2 weeks for that.
Look, it's difficult. And I got to call it as I see it. I agree. I hated the look. I love the man.
Well, you tell
me. I hated the look.
You tell me exactly what you thought when you saw that.
Oh, no, that's, you know, we know.
We'll, no, but it took your mind to a violent act that had occurred over.
Yeah, and ended up in a
in the death
situation
of somebody over in America. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I didn't like it. And I know Jack's a smart kid. He'll look at it. I hope he'll look at it and go, yeah, in the end. Because it was, okay, if it's there for half a second as you're pushing yourself up, well, you can kind of, but it was there for a prolonged period of time. So, yep, we will wait and see. I think it's got multiple weeks as well.
You think two? Do you think two will cut it off or not?
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'll make a point of, and it's fair enough, they'll make a point and say this is not the look we want in footy.
No, there are things that you can reasonably expect to have happen to you on the football field. And what took place there is not one of those. No. It's just not one of those. So he will answer that at the tribunal online too. So he's over there in Perth,
he's in Perth,
and there'll be a link between the two.